News Radio 1020, KDKA.
In the Gulf, the cap still holding steady for now. 642 News Radio 1020, KDKA, and Larry Richard with John Shumway.
But there are indications of problems below the surface of the Gulf, meaning the bottom of the Gulf, not the water. And the question is, do they continue to keep that cap on, or do they open it up? What do they do now?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. We're talking to AP's Bill Fuller, who joins us live from New Orleans. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Larry, John.
So what is the latest there, Bill?
Well, the latest here is that late last night, Thad Allen, who is the incident commander, said that they're all now on the same page. Well, hopefully they're on the page. At first, Allen said we may have to open up the valves to relieve the pressure and see what the seepage is that's going on the floor. And BP says no, they don't want to open up the valves because they don't want that oil to flow back into the Gulf again. So now they say they're on the same page. The valves will stay closed, and he has ordered BP to investigate what this seepage is. They see bubbles on some of the cameras.
Now, if I understand this correctly, Bill, and obviously we are miles away from this and not living it day to day as you all are, but basically you've got a hole that's drilled 3 miles down into the earth, and it's exactly that. It's a hole. And with the pressure of the oil coming up, and now that it's capped, the concern is that some of that oil is leaching out through a different direction somewhere in that hole and coming to the surface.
Well, yeah. You remember last week we talked about pressures. We talked about 6,000 PSI. They would be concerned. 8,000 to 9,000, higher pressure, no leakage. Well, the pressure started at 6,700. It has edged its way upwards a little bit, but it has not gone as high as they thought it would go. And then they started over the weekend seeing some bubbling going on. So they have some concern about what that is. Nobody is saying right now. As a side note to all this, late last night, BP canceled their technical briefing, which they have at 7:30 Central Time every morning, to tell you overnight what happened, what's going on. They canceled it, didn't say why. So,
well, this may sound like a really elementary question, but even if it's just bubbling at the moment, isn't that a lot better than having anything else flow out?
Well, I would certainly hope so.
Why would they suddenly then uncap it since it took 3 months to do it, even if it was leaking a little somewhere else?
Well, I think cooler heads are now going to prevail here. And, yeah, the relief well, as we've said so many times, is the only way that they're going to relieve the pressure in that underwater cavern of oil and gas. And the relief wells are continuing. They hope to have them in place, in a couple of weeks.
Does anybody know, will anybody ever know, exactly how much oil leaked out of this thing?
No, I don't think so. But, the guesstimates, let's see, the latest guesstimates are anywhere from 94 million to 184 million.
And the one thing is for sure, yesterday I saw that the area of the oil slick has dissipated somewhat. So that's the first time they've actually seen that area shrink.
Yeah, the command centers, which watch what's going on and get the satellite imagery, said it has shrunk. And this could be due to the shutting off of the oil and it moving what's there further away from the wellhead site itself towards the marshes and the coast.
Makes sense. Bill, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
AP's Bill Fuller in New Orleans, live on KDKA at 6:46. Checking on some thunderstorm activity with the AccuWeather forecast and traffic next.